Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. So as we're really dedicating this month to the life of Jesus in our rosary meditations, there's no way that we could skip over the Sermon on the Mount, because really, the Sermon on the Mount, which is found in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, is the heart of all that Jesus teaches. So how do we capture this in one meditation? Well, in his letter to the Philippians, St. Paul writes that Christians must take Christ as their example insofar as he emptied himself and took the form of a slave. But what does it mean concretely to empty ourselves in imitation of Jesus? Well, actually, Jesus himself tells us. He lays out a program in the Sermon on the Mount for how we can empty ourselves of pride, of worldliness, of selfishness, and pour ourselves out for the good of others in love. But it's not a case of half measures. Empty means empty. Jesus doesn't want just part of us. He wants us to give our all. He tells us to be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect. Put simply, for a disciple of Christ, that new minimum commitment is everything. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus begins his Sermon on the Mount with a portrait of those who have succeeded at self-emptying, and he declares them blessed or happy. This list is called the Beatitudes. Now, these people aren't clinging to anything that can inhibit them from doing God's will or serving their neighbors. The poor aren't clinging to wealth. The meek aren't clinging to power. The peacemakers aren't clinging to partisan identity politics. either in church matters or government matters. The ones who hunger and thirst for righteousness aren't clinging to always taking the path of least resistance. The merciful aren't clinging to some demand for restitution or to their need to have someone apologize to them. The pure of heart aren't clinging to their cravings for their disordered desires. Those who mourn aren't clinging to the need to self-justify. They know how to repent without trying to rationalize their sins away. And those who are persecuted and mocked and slandered aren't clinging to what other people think of them. So of course these people are happy, because they're free. They've emptied themselves of all the worldliness and self-centeredness that weighs them down. And now they can just do what's right without reserve. God give us the grace to do likewise. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Of course, self-emptying isn't just to be empty. It's so that we can be filled with the life of God, so that Jesus can love through us. And here Jesus is very clear. Give to the one who asks, and if a man desire to lend, do not refuse him. So here's the great difficulty of the Christian life. We are obliged to give other people more than they have a right to expect of us. Why? Because God has given so much to us. Because we have received so much. Everything, in fact, from God. And we owe it to Him to pay it forward by being extravagantly generous with other people. That's why Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, if someone wants your coat, give him the shirt off your back as well. If somebody asks you to walk a mile with him, volunteer to go 2 miles. Only if we astonish the world with our generosity will we be able to give people some idea of how generous is the Lord we're supposed to be representing. There's a story that When once Mother Teresa was tending a sick person, the sick person asked her, "Is Jesus like you?" Mother Teresa replied, "No, but I try to be like Jesus." And the sick person said, "Then I want to become a Christian." Sure, sometimes it will be hard to know whom we should serve and how. But we don't get to turn our backs on someone in need just because they have no right to expect more of us. We have no right to expect all Jesus has done for us, and now He has commanded that we give all that we have, one way or another, for the love of Him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's remarkable that Jesus puts his teaching on the indissolubility of marriage right into the heart of the Sermon on the Mount. But then again, maybe it's not so surprising, since marriage and family life are precisely the primary place where most of us are called to practice this radical Christian self-emptying. It's where we're called to give and give and give. If anyone says about their families, "I just don't have anything more to give," the only proper response is to ask, "Are you dead yet? Because if not, then you have more to give." It's also where we're called to forgive and forgive and forgive again. There is no room for resentment in family life. And above all, there's no room for resentment toward your spouse. Think of your own sins. How many times you've screwed up? How many times you've ignored, opposed, offended God, but He gives you a pass. So we have to give our wife or husband a pass, as many as he or she needs. So it makes sense that Jesus would ban divorce at the same time as he preaches his gospel of self-emptying love. After all, if both spouses were committed to self-emptying, to giving and forgiving without reserve, there'd probably be very little divorce in the world as long as the world lasted. But in any case, it's this self-emptying life of the Beatitudes, normally lived out in marriage, that is the path to true freedom. It's the path to happiness. It's the path to heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now we come to the most difficult kind of giving, and it's called forgiving. This is where we give somebody our complete goodwill, even when they've wronged us, defrauded us, disappointed us, betrayed us, or abandoned us. Jesus is relentless here. He says, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who persecute and insult you. That pretty much covers it, doesn't it? He makes it clear. Resentment will keep you out of heaven. If you aren't willing to reconcile with your brother or your sister, your parents, your kids, your spouse, your ex-boss, your bishop, then you're in for a world of trouble. If we don't forgive everyone from our heart, then we are in for a world of trouble because we set the standard every time in the Our Father we say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others. If we won't forgive, we can't be forgiven. We set the standard. So don't wait. Forgive your spouse, your parents, your children, your colleagues. Forgive everyone who has wronged you. And if you can't forgive them, then ask God the Father to forgive them for you, like Jesus did on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, there's a lot of things packed into that.
Yeah, there is.
What? Was there one thing that...
I have one thought and two questions.
Yeah.
My first thought from the first half, talking about that excessive love and that excessive giving was so incredible. And I feel like I've been thinking about that more recently, that I noticed, I think we have a tendency to ration out good. Like, we want to share good, but we want to make sure we have a little left for ourselves. And yeah. I actually realized recently, most of the time that we're holding on to a little crumb for ourselves, I think we'd be happier if we just gave the whole thing away.
Yeah.
Then, like, with time, if you're like, yeah, I could cram you in for 15 minutes, and you're just going to be way more stressed than just being like, I'll move things around. You can have an hour. By giving more, you actually... you don't feel as divided all the time, or like, then you can also just fully be immersed in the giving nature of it.
Yeah.
And let go. And I feel like that's, for instance, part of parenthood where, oh, I know I'm not going to enjoy this thing. I got to give up how I expect this to go or what I think I'm going to get out of it most of the time. But this tendency, you know, to hold on. But then... two major questions that I think come out of the second half of this. I don't quite know what an annulment is, but also, is there an acceptable place for divorce, or situations in which someone would have to leave a marriage?
Wow, those are like big questions.
Sorry.
Those are big questions you dropped.
It was a big meditation.
Well, let's see if I can sum up in a simple way what marriage and annulment and what situations would be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is a really great explanation of this in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Actually, if people would just go to the Catechism, turn to the back to the index, look up marriage and divorce, it gives a really mm-hmm. clear and detailed explanation mm. of all these things. So I really encourage people to go to the Catechism and do that. But very simply, that if two baptized people come together in marriage and they give of themselves totally, freely, permanently, with the intention of being opened to new life, to receiving new life and children, and then they're married sacramentally, because mm-hmm. it's not the priest who marries them. They're the ministers of the sacrament to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come and you give yourself to the other person, another baptized person, you're married.
Mm-hmm.
And that can't be undone. You can't be unmarried
mm-hmm.
until death.
Yeah.
Now, okay, that's marriage. Now, if something is missing
mm-hmm.
when you come to the marriage vows, so that you don't give what you're supposed to.
Say you forgot to mention that you were already married.
Yeah, exactly. That would be a big one. But let's say you came to the marriage thinking, hey, if this doesn't work out, we'll just get divorced.
Yeah.
Well, you're not giving yourself totally and indissolubly.
Mm-hmm.
So you've held something essential back from the sacrament.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you came into the marriage, let's say, saying, you know, I don't want any kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're invalidating
mm-hmm.
the sacrament because you're not bringing to the table what you should.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole host of things. Okay, let's say you did that. And then now you're married. Now you're married and you're going along and things totally, the wheels totally fall off. One of the spouses says, listen, we need, I think there was something wrong at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The church conducts an investigation and says, yeah, there was something major wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, you were never sacramentally married in the first place.
Yeah.
So what an annulment says was, after the investigation, we realized
mm-hmm.
you never had a sacramental marriage in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So we can release you from that.
Mm.
Now, people then wonder, well, what about the kids who came for that? Are they, is there something wrong with those children? They didn't come from a marriage. No, they came from a bond, but not the fullness of the bond that would make it sacramental. They did come from a bond, like a natural bond,
mm-hmm.
but not the fullness of the sacramental bond. Now, it can also be true that two people are in a valid sacramental marriage, and then one person becomes dangerously abusive.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they're an alcoholic or addicted to drugs or something, and they become legitimately dangerously abusive,
mm-hmm.
physically dangerous or maybe financially dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So that the other spouse and the children are in grave risk,
mm-hmm.
then that spouse, in order to protect themselves, to protect the children, to protect their financial future, is allowed by the church to separate and even get a legal divorce
mm-hmm.
for protection. However, the sacramental marriage remains in place, so they neither can get married again. So the church allows for protection.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to continue pretending like that's a
safe marriage to be in, but you're still sacramentally married if that was a marriage formed on the basis of all of those
correct
things that you previously explained.
Yeah, correct. So the church allows for a person to have safety,
mm-hmm.
but without invalidating the marriage.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So
you said essentially civilly divorced.
Right.
So that your finances, your life, all of that is separated from that person.
Correct.
I see.
So does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, this in no way does my explanation cover everything.
Does that mean annulment is just referring to when the church acknowledges that that was not originally a marriage?
Sacramental marriage.
Yeah. So it's not saying your sacramental marriage is now removed.
Correct.
But that there was never a sacramental marriage to begin with.
Absolutely.
This makes so much more sense to me, actually.
Yeah. So you can be civilly married,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't mean you're sacramentally, and it's only the sacramental marriage that matters in the eyes of God.
Niche conceptual question then. What if you're civilly married and then you convert to Catholicism?
And let's say...
So you weren't baptized. Do you, at that point, remarry? Do you...
Yeah, you would then you would...
Go get your marriage blessed?
No, you would then exchange the vows in the presence of a priest or deacon so that the sacramental marriage would be validated.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So again, this is in no way an exhaustive explanation.
Sure.
Because I wasn't ready for you to hit me with that question. This is why I say...
I still think I understand it better now.
Okay.
That's very helpful.
Good. But again, the catechism is so clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just nobody reads the catechism.
It's such a long book.
Come on, it's shorter than War and Peace.
That's true. I didn't realize how long the Count of Monte Cristo was until someone returned my copy to me.
It's shorter than the Count of Monte Cristo.
It just seemed smaller when I was 12.
Well, thank you for the questions.
Thanks for the answer.
Thank you for the conversation. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.